have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
Are you ready to face the truth?
The relationships are real.
The feels are at a 10.
The outcome?
Unknown.
You are about to enter it. The Love Trap.
Fernando and Greg Faithful want every day to be Thursday because it is Love Trap Day. We do it every Thursday, right about 7:50 or so. If you have a little something strange going on between you and your mate, maybe things aren't quite right, you should let us know about it at 888-456-9970 or go to our website. Let us know and email us what you think's going on. That's what Cecilia did. Cecilia, what's going on? Why do you want a love trap today?
My boyfriend Ben and I, we've been together for 2 years now, but I don't know. I have every reason to believe that he's cheating on me.
Okay. And, like, give us those reasons.
Well, fairly recently, his best friend Isaac broke up with his long-term girlfriend, who she and I were friends. And so Isaac's living the single life again, you know, and he's always been a wild boy to begin with. And he and Ben have been going out on the regular. Mm-hmm. And when they go out, I know they get wild. Like, that was their thing before, and I'm sure they're going at it again.
You think they're back to being, like, frat boy types again.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
I see what's going on. So his best friend is single again. He's living that single life. And you're saying your man trying to live that single life too, but he ain't single.
Oh.
But he may be delusional because he's not inviting me. You know, I can't come along. You know, I've been friends with Isaac too. I'm his friend too. Why can't I come along? It's not going to be awkward. We're all buddies, you know?
Is it possible that Ben is just, you know, trying to have a good time with his friend while he's going through his breakup?
Well, I mean, sure, but, you know, Ben.
It's just all the time.
Yeah. You know, there's actually been, I'd say, 3 nights now where he didn't even come home, and nor would he answer his phone, which was extremely concerning. Not even like a text back like, hey, I'm cool, I'm at Isaac's, you know, or I got too hammered, I'm at Isaac's, whatever. Just text me or leave a drunk voicemail. I don't care, so I know that you're alive and not, or so that I know that you're not cheating on me.
So he basically went missing and he wasn't responding to you or letting you know he was fine.
That's inconsiderate.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is.
Anything else that Ben's doing?
Yeah. I mean, every Friday used to be our night. Even if it's just like staying home and Netflix and chill or whatever. And for the past month now, we haven't even had time out together or just time together.
So it sounds like Isaac's replaced you.
It does. It feels that way. I mean, I'm trying not to be jealous, but I should have time with my boyfriend, you know?
How is he treating you, like, on a daily basis?
He does seem a little more distant. I feel like I'm second fiddle to Isaac at this point, which I get, but I don't feel like Isaac is that torn up about breaking up with his girlfriend. I feel like she's having a harder time than he is because it was his choice anyway.
Yeah, he's having a party.
Right. And he's bringing Ben along with him.
All right. Well, let's find out if he's just hanging out with Isaac or if there's some other reason that he's not calling and coming home.
I need to find out.
Have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
Are you ready to face the truth?
The relationships are real.
The feels are at a 10.
The outcome?
Unknown.
You are about to enter it. The Love Trap.
We are about to jump back into the Love Trap because Chad's about to do his thing, but we're about 15 minutes away from paying your bills. You know we're doing that all day today on the 20s. Right into St. John's show. Last chance you got today is 6:20. Get registered, 997now.com. Fernando and Greg Faithful, let's do this. We were just talking to Cecilia. She told us that her boyfriend, Ben, has been out partying with his best friend, Isaac. Isaac just had a breakup. Now it's frat boy party time again.
Well, and you know what frat boys like to do.
Uh-huh. Pretty much everything.
Drink and chase skirts.
There you go. Now,
that's
of course,
so old school, chase skirts.
I never heard that in my life.
That is like, that is like Mad Men days.
Like what?
You know, they like to chase skirts.
Skirts?
Back when women used to wear skirts.
Oh, Lord.
You know?
Let's see.
So sorry. I give you a history lesson every day,
yeah,
don't I?
What? Am I in a history class?
The time warp. All right, let's go find out. We got Chad ready to go. Cecilia remains on the line, so she will be listening in when Chad calls Ben right now.
Go for Ben. Hi, Ben. How you doing? My name is Chad, and I'm calling from Big Poppy Flowers in Sunnyvale. This is Ben, right? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Listen, we're a brand new flower shop here in the area, and we are choosing some lucky local residents to receive free flowers during the month of January. And this week, you were one of the names chosen.
Oh, for real?
For real. These things are completely free. It's a different special each week. This week, the special is a dozen roses. Really, we're just trying to get our name out there in Sunnyvale and in the surrounding areas. And so that's why we're doing this. So for you, that means free roses that you can send to anybody you would like. And if you choose to accept, I will get these delivered today.
Yeah, this is dope. That sounds awesome.
All right, perfect, Ben. Well, you get to choose anybody you would like. So they are roses, so they're kind of more on the romantic side, but you just got to give me a name and an address if anybody you like here in the Bay Area.
Okay, I want to send them to this girl. Her name's Nina. Actually, I don't have her address. I just met her. Can you give me your number? I'll give her a text and call you back.
Yeah, we can do that. But can you give me the name one more time? I didn't hear the name.
Yeah, Nina, N-I-N-A.
Perfect. And how about a little note so Nina knows who's sending the flowers? You want to say like a thinking of you or something like that?
Just say to Nina, my lovely doll. She'll know exactly. Yeah. My lovely doll. Yeah.
My lovely doll.
Yeah.
Dear God. Who's the lucky girl, Ben?
Hello?
Ben, you're on the Fernando and Greg Love Trap. Your girlfriend is on the phone right now. She just heard what you just did.
Who's Nina?
What?
Ben,
no.
Who is Nina? This is Cecilia.
No.
I don't know. Maybe you have me confused. Maybe you think I'm Nina?
Baby, you don't get it. This is for Isaac's new girlfriend. I was going to call Isaac and get him. My buddy Isaac, he's just been seeing this girl. I've been hanging out with him a lot. You know, I'm worried about him.
Yeah, you sound like you're full of shit, Ben. I can tell when you're lying. Is she why you changed the passcode on your phone?
No. I just wanted to change my password. You know, passwords get old and you know how the internet is.
Yeah, just like girlfriends do, right?
No. Look,
are you cheating on me? Are you cheating on me with Nina?
Isaac's girlfriend? I wouldn't do that to Isaac. That's Isaac's girlfriend. And this is on you. Look at you calling me on the radio?
Oh.
Come on.
Ben, don't be an asshole. Why didn't you tell me if this is Isaac's girlfriend? Why didn't you tell me that he's dating somebody new? You've been spending like almost every night out with him.
I think everybody over there, you guys there still, you can hear how controlling she is, all right? Always like this. This is how she does things.
Well, first of all, hold on. We are here, but
I think you're just a cheater.
What we want to know is, I think everybody would like to know, who sends flowers to somebody else's girlfriend for that person? Nobody has ever in history done that.
What was that note about your friend?
What you say you're doing is for your bro, for your friend.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Ben.
But you said my little doll.
Yeah, that's what he calls her. He calls her his little China doll.
God. What?
That's new levels of creepy right there, but...
It's Isaac's name for her. It's not my name, creepy or not. But I think it's appropriate. She's kind of cute.
Ben, I can tell when you're lying. You stutter like no other. I'm going to just make this really easy for you. You can get the hell out of our place. You can get out today because I don't want to live with you anymore. You can go live with your bro life because I don't need that in mine.
Yeah, she says you're hanging out at Isaac and crashing and spending the night and passing out at his house all the time. Why don't you just move in with Isaac?
Because I thought I was in a great relationship, but obviously somebody just can't trust me and has to go on the radio to try to call me out.
You were caught. To stop trying to flip it on her.
Oh, I'm just trying to be a good friend, all right? Do you guys not have friends?
Not like that. Yeah, not good enough friends.
I'm not sending flowers to my friend's girlfriend.
Wait, hold on. Let's just clear this up. Cecilia, when's the last time he sent you flowers?
That's not relevant.
Please.
That's not relevant.
What?
Wait, I'm talking to Cecilia.
Yeah, Cecilia, that was a question for her.
I don't think I've ever really received flowers from him.
I mean... Frankly, flowers die. That's why I was going to give them to Isaac.
So is your relationship.
Yeah.
I had a better gift for you.
Keep digging a bigger hole, Ben. You are just, you're full of shit. And I want you to get out of our apartment today. You can go live your 32-year-old bro life together with Isaac, okay? And I hope Nina's listening to this, whoever she is, because you're a hoe. And she needs to know.
This is all a big misunderstanding. That's all this is. It's a misunderstanding.
Can we hang up on him? I don't want to talk to him anymore.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
He's gone.
All right.
We've gotten rid of him.
Jesus, God.
I'm so sorry, girl.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Yeah, I need to probably call my brother and have him just be there.
And what? Kill
to,
Ben?
Yeah, to beat the hell out of him.
Yeah, he said things die. He said things die.
Oh, my God. I cannot. When he's lying, I always can tell because he gets flustered and he raises his voice like he gets on this guard, you know, this defense mechanism. And he just starts stuttering. I can't get a straight answer from him. And then it's all deflection. It's all put on me, you know. And I know that he's lying.
Yeah, we're always a psycho, crazy one.
Well, and I've never known anybody to send flowers to another person's girlfriend for them. That just doesn't make sense.
Exactly. No one has ever done that. I know he's lying.
Well, at least he has somewhere to stay. So maybe he will get out of your house. He can stay at Isaac's.
And that was going to be my next question. Do you think he's going to show up today and pick up all his stuff, or is he going to want to try to?
He'll get it from her brother.
Yeah, if my brother's there, my brother will make sure he just gets his shit and leaves. If I'm there by myself, he'll pull this whole stunt like he did with us, you know, of trying to deflect and like want to argue it out. I don't want to talk to him. This is very clear to me what's happening.
That's going
to
be so uncomfortable if your brother is there when he shows up and you're not.
I mean, I can be there. I don't care, but he'll know. He'll get the message when my brother's there.
Damn, your brother's not a gang.
Is your brother a big dude working out a lot?
He's pretty big. He's 6'3".
Oh, Lord. Don't tell Fernando and Greg anymore. They might be over there with him.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, your brother sounds better.
All right, Cecilia.
I appreciate you guys. I needed to know this, and I needed it to come out of the woodwork, so... It happened, and I'm moving on.
All right, do your best.
Thank you.
Fernando and Greg at 997 now. Hold on, Mom. We'll play Ariana in a minute. Let's go back to this since we're here. Love Trap. We're unpacking that right now at 888-456-9970. I was just talking to Jennifer on the line. Let's pull her up on the line. Jennifer.
Hi.
How about that, Ben?
Oh, my God, we jerk.
Wait, you had mentioned just a second ago before we got back on the air, there's something about when he said go for Ben, you knew he was an idiot, but what does that even mean, go for Ben?
It just means, like, talk at me, like, here, talk at me, you got me.
Who says that?
I've never heard that in my life.
And then they asked him, like, oh, is your name Ben? And he was like, that's what I said.
Wait, I still don't get that. Go for Ben. So I'm supposed to answer my phone, Ben. Go for Greg?
Yeah, go for Greg.
Yeah.
And then
are you voting for him? Are you campaigning for something? What are you doing?
I don't know. Oh, God.
All right, well.
It's an old, like, business thing, but it just seems super douchey. I don't know.
Yeah, and do you ever believe that a guy would send flowers to his best friend's girl?
Oh, my God, no. And especially he said, like, oh, call it this. She'll know what that means.
Yeah.
So, no, of course. It was not for someone else.
Yeah, that was so weird. I can't get over Go for Ben. I'm not in that world, I guess.
I thought that was something from a movie because my hairdresser's Instagram is Go for Ben.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, is that a thing with people named Ben?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe.
It is a thing with people named Ben. Either way, he shouldn't use it in real life.
Never.
Yeah. Is it go for Ben or gopher? Go for Ben.
I'm looking it up right now. I'm so curious.
Yeah, I know. That was the strangest part of the call. So it was like right from the get-go.
Right. It's so obvious that he was like a jerk right from the beginning.
Yeah, he sounds a bit douchey.
A bit. I agree.
I don't know how Cecilia managed to keep her cool. She was firm.
Like, I agree.
She scared me.
I agree.
When she asked him,
he should be afraid.
Oh, yeah.
Of her and her brother.
For real.
She was cold, calm, and collected.
Yes,
like, she was ready for it.
She handled her business. And I mean, when she said, are you cheating on me, Ben? I mean, I had chills.
Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, wow.
Ben, you should just answer honestly before she kills you. Masa, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Did you agree? You agreed that Cecilia handled it pretty well?
Handled it so well. I wanted to yell at him for her.
Yeah, she didn't even go crazy.
Yeah, he's a piece of garbage, and she can do a lot better, especially with how she handles things. I was really impressed.
Well, I think it's really weird if you're in a relationship and you end up living together If there's more than once when you don't come home with no explanation, I think that's done after that. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe it happens once.
Maybe.
I think she's just too good of a person, it seems like.
How would you have handled that, Masa? Well, would it be a bit different?
Should have said, go for Masa.
No, she would be like, come for Masa.
No, you're right.
Let's
like,
go
for the throat. All right, Masa, thank you very much. We appreciate that call as
I
well.
Can't find anything on the internet go that for says
Ben.
Go for
Ben.
Well, go for Ben or go for, like, whatever. I'm going to assume that Jennifer knew what she was talking about, and it just means talk to me.
That's so douchey.
It really
like,
is
are you
douchey.
In
yeah.
No. I hate him just for that.
I know. How did Chad? Even Chad got kind of choked up.
Well, he laughed. Like, yeah, Chad like, laughed.
Yeah, that was freaky. All right, let's do one more. Hi, Ciara.
Go for Clara.
Oh, Clara. Sorry.
Go for Clara.
Go for Clara. Have you ever heard that
That's
before?
That's going to be a new Fernando
never,
and Greg
never,
thing.
Never, and I'm not a millennial, so no, never heard that.
All right, well, we're going to now start having
it?
Everybody answer the phones like that around
right?
here.
Yeah.
Go for Fernando and Greg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you have to say about this love trap?
You know, I don't understand men. I mean, you if you have a girlfriend, any flowers should always go to her, unless it's going to your mother. There's no excuse. Oh, I sent it to a friend. Oh, I sent it to my boyfriend's friend. Whatever. No. You, and especially hurt me when, or it was sad when she said he's never really sent me flowers.
Yeah.
Here, this guy had the opportunity to send his girlfriend flowers for free. Cheapskate. But, you know, and he did
I think
it.
What they do,
he didn't choose her.
I think in their brain, if I could get in their brain for a second, they think, well, I already got this girl, so I don't need to send her flowers. But this other girl I'm trying to get, I'm still trying to court her, so I better send that one flowers so I can get her. Even though I've got this girl over here already. I guess.
Sorry.
Right. Sorry, Clara.
I'm here.
We're trying to go for you right now.
Yeah, we're trying to go for you.
Go for Clara.
End of Clara.
All right. All right, Clara.
Bye, Clara.
Bye.
She's out faster than Ginger. Yeah. Like, when Ginger's ready to go, she just hangs
out. It's time to go. And I feel like money. Okay, we're paying bills on the 20s all day today. John Ren Dimapiles or Dimapiles. Dan, any idea?
Dimapiles?
Yes. John Ren's Dimapiles of Pacifica. I hope I did not screw up your name, but I would like to pay your bills right now.
JR. Just call him JRD.
Hey,
JRD of Pacifica.
You know JR. Tell him what we're looking for him right now, and he's got 10 minutes to call at 888-456-9970. And you know what? I think because I messed up his name so badly, we'll call his name again later in case we don't
hear
from
him. Oh, I thought you were going to say and give him extra money.
I know.
Yeah, right?
I was like, you better calm down.
Yeah, I'll give you somebody
you're
in my pocket.
You're trouble.
Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of trouble, we're still talking about the love trap a little bit. Let's do Michelle on line one.
Let's find out. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
So what you got to say about the love trap?
You know, I mean, besides the obvious fact that the guy is cheating, but the first thing out of his mouth was, I want to send it to a girl that I just met.
Yeah, I know.
Let me text her and get her address. You know, you don't text your boy. You don't have your boy's girl's phone number. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How would he even have her number if that was his guy?
Exactly. That and just the plain fact that it came right out of his mouth when he was feeling all extra special to send his new girl some flowers. He said, you know, a girl I just met. So I feel really bad for his girl. And
yeah.
I feel bad for Nina because she has no idea what a douchebag, you know, she's about to hang out with.
Well, if he answers the phone like that when she calls, then
yeah,
I think she knows.
We
maybe
all know now.
You know, maybe she'll learn real quick.
Oh,
so, but I feel bad for both of those ladies, you know?
All right. Thanks, Michelle. Have a great day.
Thanks.
All right, we got to pick up Carla on line four just because she says she knows what go for Ben means.
Oh, please clear this up for us, Carla.
Good morning, Fernando and Greg. Hi, Shan.
All right, what is go
so
for Ben?
Have you ever seen the movie Just Go With It?
with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston.
I would never see an Adam Sandler movie.
That was, I know, right? I turned it. It was
talk on, about douchebags. I know. He's the number one douchebag of all time.
It was on E over the weekend, and you know how they do like the whole movies we love. I'm like, I don't love this, and I turned it off.
All right.
But obviously, I missed what Gopher Ben is.
All right, quickly, okay, what happened
in the movie? Nicole Kidman, her husband in the movie's character, is a total douchebag. Just like Ben, and he supposedly he created the iPhone. So whenever he would answer the phone, he would say, "Go for the iMan." That is the one and only time I have ever heard that thing until Ben today.
Go for the iMan. All right, well, go for Ben. I guess he got off on that movie.
There you go.
Thanks for clearing that up. Now I don't have to. I still don't have to watch that damn movie. Okay, we appreciate it. Hey, if you still want to unpack the love track, we know you do. 888-456-9970. Dirty is coming up in just a couple of minutes.
I'm like seething over here. Her mentioning Adam Sandler. I'm thinking about wasting money on Little Nicky.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking about wasting money on that Gumball movie where Gumballs rang.
God.
I'm thinking about all the money I wasted on that man.
Oh,
and
Pixels?
I'm seething.
Ooh.
Horrible. Is there anyone that's made worse movies than Adam Sandler?
Early on, he had some decent ones. But after those early ones, it was all downhill from there. But, you know, you guys can argue. Feel free.